Well, of course, it wouldn't be a preseason chat with you if I didn't ask the question that everybody is always waiting for. Where are the goals going to come from? Goals win football matches. They get the Instagram likes. I don't have that boring defense. We won't worry. We'll worry about that later. Where are these goals going to come from? Where are the highlight reels going to happen? You and I know that that is necessary, but you do have options, and it looks like you have one of everything in your closet you can throw at folks. That has to be comforting heading into the season.
Well, I do know our pace and ability to get teams, you know, in quick transition moments is really dynamic, and we do have some unbalancers that can create opportunities for themselves. I think all of them are guys that have made improvements in their final action, their runs, they're getting better in all the areas of their finishing. So I think our look at is, we, I think 16 guys get a point last year. It's a lot. Witten Brink was a big piece of that attack. I think collectively it's going to have to be the group. And then we might get surprised, and you know, we didn't expect Witten Brink to have, you know, clip in 10 or whatever he had last year. We knew he maybe could. I think there's several guys that, you know, could be in the 4 to 8 range, and next thing you know, that's some really good production, and you don't know who it's coming from. And so I think that's another nice piece, you know, whether Maloon's able to chip in some. We know Carson's capable. Sammy and Tommy have proven they can score goals in different ways. Can they clip in another 20-30%? Can they get maybe a goal or two from kind of a late midfield run from Patty? You get your restart goals. Maybe an outside back gets on the end of something on a quick transition or change of point. You know, love our outside back. Scootman had 11. I'm not expecting that last. But we do get our wing backs in the box. And, you know, Nick had a decent amount of assists last year, also run a play and also the throw. And I think Beattie's capable of getting some points for us this year at right back because he knows what needs to get done. And so, yeah, I think it's, to answer your question, I hope it's really balanced. And that's what you hope to have. If you don't have, you know, Ken Snow, Will Bruin, you know, those are hard to come by. The guy you can kind of hang your hat getting 12 to 14.
Well, and the other side of that is it keeps everybody else involved and interested as well, because I do think you have some guys in the final third that can be left on their own to create. It doesn't need to be a movement centered around. But you do have some target players. You do have some incredible pace. You do have some guys that have bagged goal after goal. How about Victor Brazera's brother? How is Luca training and looking? We know that's a familiar name fans always ask me about.
Yeah, I think Luca's progressing well. I think last year he got stuck a little bit behind some really hot play of obviously Witten Brink, who, you know, took the iron chair the minutes wide, which kind of pushed Tommy up the field in central. Maloon started to really find his form. Sammy was hard to take off the field last year. Herb Endele was hard to take off the field. So it just got hard to get him in some minutes. And I think there's more opportunities this year. You know, we'll wait and see. We're not going to change just to change. And I hope there's consistent play, but I do know Luca's a much more trusted player, and not only his attacking versatility, he's evolved with what he can provide to us, whether it's off the ball and certainly on, but his also defensive work has really evolved. So where last year we had some trepidation in maybe some of those areas, this year we don't. So, you know, getting him into the game I think will be much easier. And not wait for a situational scenario, which maybe last year we were kind of moving our way to.
All right, you told me about Colin Zaduro the last time we spoke. Now that you've seen 3 exhibition matches from him, I know he's a freshman. I know that it's all new and exciting, but the pace, the electricity, his teammates have been talking about it as well. What have we learned here in the last couple of weeks from the kid from Philly via Ghana?
He's a dynamo. I mean, and you saw it. I mean, he's so dynamic. And, you know, what we were really concerned about if we were going to move Sammy wide was his down pressing and his ability to kind of help. And quite honestly, he does it just as well as Sammy. And so you saw already how many times he's been able to kind of win a ball back for us, you know, picking the pocket of a center back or the opponent's, you know, pivot, and the next thing you know, we're off to the races and they're expansive. And so I think not only will it be his attacking dynamic work, you know, he makes really good hard runs. He's smart. And he can unbalance. I mean, there's no doubt he will create moments where he can take one or two guys out of a game. I just felt like we maybe picked the second best option on a couple attacks and got unlucky a few times with just kind of, you know, we actually hit our own teammates on a few balls. It's like, man, we should have had a few more chances on how many times we got in the final third. Collins being one piece of that. So I'm pumped to see what this kid can do. I know he'll be a big part of the team, whether that's kind of more central or wide. And he's so likable. And I haven't seen a work rate defensively from a freshman in a long, long time like this kid. It's and as good as he is offensively, defensively, he's high end. Where are some of these new pieces? Can we count on a few to be stable, or are we going to be kind of going back to the drawing board? And I think if we're able to stabilize the left back and make sure that, you know, some of these wide midfield rotations and guys will step up with the departures of who we lost, then I'm going to feel really good. And again, we know it might be one game to the next who might find the lightning in the bottle and be able to make a play, but we can get these guys creating the chances that we did in preseason. Again, it goes back to just what we saw, the three games. I mean, I loved our chances created. I love the danger we caused, and I really liked our team defending. So want to see more of that. You know, it's when the game's on the line, it's a little bit different.
And it is different when the game is live and they all matter. How about Collins Oduro last night opening his account? We hope the first of many for the youngster from Philadelphia. Electric pace. He had a couple other really good looks as well. Didn't find the target, flashed one wide, flashed one over. But disruptive? Yeah, we can use that word for sure. Electric pace. He gets into spaces, and he is bothersome for opposing defenses. 1-1 the final last night, as we told you, from South Bend, Indiana. Conceded off a set piece. That will drive Coach crazy. But the response he will enjoy. Nothing wrong with a road draw to open up the season. You'll remember last year, Indiana traveled to Clemson in the ACC and were downed in that match. So, better start. Home opener Tuesday coming up, the 29th. DePaul is in town against the Hoosiers, and the weather for Tuesday is absolutely perfect. It'll heat back up for the Classic on the weekend. Washington and Seton Hall will be the two matches there. Todd will join us next Wednesday, and we will get his thoughts on the road opener and the home opener before hosting the Classic, and we'll get it all figured out as soccer season is off and running. Congratulations to Irwin Van Bennekom. They win last night 3-0 over Morehead State on a very toasty night at Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium. Paige Weber scored her second goal. Sydney Mazur had a good finish at the back post off of a set piece. And a penalty kick completed the scoring. Another clean sheet for the defense as well. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we do come back on the Crazy Horse Tavern Happy Hour, we will get caught up with Steve Aird from Indiana Volleyball. The Hoosiers taking flight tonight. The Indiana Invitational kicks off a busy weekend of volleyball at Wilkinson Hall. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. It's Glass in the Afternoon, the Crazy Horse Tavern Happy Hour, Big Show Friday.